If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, Mark Milstein from Peak Utility Brokers, and certified financial planner Tim Stearns. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, out of in Chicago.
Packed show today. Packed show. We got Tim Stearns in here as my my trusted co-host in lieu of Jeremy, who's out with family. So just sit there and monitor the text line.
I will do that.
Try not to break anything. All right, let's go around the horn here. We've got Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, over 40 years in business, over 400,000 happy clients in the Chicagoland area. Roy, power outages, storms, your advertising bill has been reduced this year because you don't have to advertise as much. But my gosh, we haven't had this much rain in the in 5 years. Well, you know, a decade? Has it been a decade?
No, 2020 is a COVID year. It was I remember that. Well, we had a gully washer, and it kept going all year. So that was the last time, though.
So a good 6 years.
Yeah, and it's been extremely dry in terms of annual rainfall and just the big storms, lack thereof, for all these years. But we're making up for it in spades this year.
Yeah, week after week, or you take a break, and the ground dries up, the puddles go with them, bam, here comes it. And I'll tell you what, those poor bastards on the south side, and no disrespect to bastards, that's just a statement, it's just a comment. Nah. They're getting hammered. I feel so bad. That line of storms just absolutely destroying and hitting the south side of Cook County, up through Will County, you know, just that I-55, 57, 80 corridor all the way into Indiana. Indiana's still out of power, those poor guys in Indiana. It's crazy.
It's awful. It really is, and almost probably unprecedented there.
It's unbelievable. It's,
I'm not a... what meteorologist or whatever, but it does seem like, you know, I live out in the western suburbs, and the storms this year have come through us, and then it heads south and just hammers them and dumps on them and stuff. So sometimes it goes the other way. It's all, everything's up north and things like that, because we work Chicagoland.
But the severe stuff has just been concentrating on those poor folks in the southern county.
It really is incessant this year. And I'm here to talk today about pumps and backup pumps, you know, in deference to those people. And now we've got people literally without power for weeks. And that's, you know, it's hard to imagine the difficult way it is with that. So I was thinking about, you know, all the flooded basements, and they don't even have power to dry it out. You know, they can't run fans, pumps, et cetera, et cetera. So there's things we can do and people can do to ameliorate the situation. So I'm going to talk about that today.
All right. Mark Milstein, because of the storms, we invited you back because there are homes throughout the Chicagoland. I thought I read something over 400,000 homes at the last big storm were out without power. I'm like, I got to get Mark back on the show. And they're all, ComEd said 400,000 ComEd customers without power. And I'm just like, there's 400,000 people that if they knew about you and knew what you did, could have backup battery systems on their home if they qualify for them, and have power until ComEd got them back up and running. So question for you, you know, from the emailer is I'll paraphrase. How much power do you have to use in order to qualify for a battery? Quick.
8,000 kilowatts a year.
8,000 kilowatts a year. And the average homeowner, the home, 1,500 square feet to 3,000 square feet, because that's where most people, most of our listeners are using about that. Is that 700, 800?
8,000 kilowatts a year is on the low side.
Okay. So if our listeners want to reach out and get more information, they could just email you a copy of their ComEd bill, and you can figure that out?
I can figure it out. And
okay.
If they look on their front page, there's a graph on the front page that will list every month of their usage. They can just add it up and see where they're at.
Okay. We'll get more of that, dive deeper. An email question for you, Mr. Yeah. Epping.
What's that, sir?
I received, first off, I received a call from my father-in-law earlier this week thanking me again. You had a guy out at his house. You should just get a bed. You should rent a bed in my basement. And just, I should trade out services for, you know, because he's like, can't believe I had him out. He did something. Something was going on at his house. And the guy that you sent me, who's going to be buying a house, came out. They started talking, so, you know, he's having coffee and cookies and coffee cake, because that's what my father-in-law does. My mother-in-law doesn't let him eat coffee cake unless he has guests, so everybody that comes over is a guest, and then he whips out the coffee cake. It's a little trick of the trade.
Nice. Entenmann's?
No, they've gone to, no, they go to Once Upon a Bagel. They got the Leonard stuff, or Once Upon a Grill in Northbrook. They bought out Leonard's. Oh, it's
all right, cake. So the next time I send a plumber to Larry's, I've got to bring coffee cake.
No, he'll have it for you.
He hasn't done that yet. Not that I'm aware.
Well, you're
my guys aren't telling me, is what you're saying?
Your staff isn't telling him. Sorry.
It's kind of like you with the chocolate chip cookies. They ate them all before I got back.
Well, I was trying to watch out for your diabetes. You got Ellen in Carpentersville sent an email. And again, the email is now up and running. WGN Home Sweet Homies. You could email all your questions, WGN HomeSweetHomies at gmail.com. So it took us 3 weeks to get that up and running. Don't ask. WGN HomeSweetHomies at gmail.com. Send your questions in, and if we read them on the air, we will send you a t-shirt. One t-shirt question per year. That's the rule, because I know Tim's going to want a whole freaking assortment and start making up Gmail addresses to send in questions so he can get t-shirts.
You caught me again.
Yes. Is Centigrade Plumbing having any water tank specials today? That is the email question.
We've got three of them. 40-gallon atmospheric vent with a standard installation will haul away your old one for $1,295. A 50-gallon, same rules apply, atmospheric vent, standard installation for $1,395. But the big one, and it's also a big tank, no one will touch this, not even close. We're offering a 75-gallon standard installation atmospheric vent will haul away the old one for $1,995. And that is not only an incredible price, but everyone out there listening, if you have a 75-gallon, whether it's a power vent or an atmospheric vent in your home now, they're going away the end of this October. You will not be able to get them residentially.
Interesting.
So it is quite urgent. I've been saying it for months. But if you have a 75-gallon, you might want to look at preventative maintenance, because once it fails, you're going to have to put 240s in, or you're going to have to go tankless, or it's going to cost you more money.
Phone number?
847-406-8883, or go to WGNplumber.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Tim, you want to say something while you're sitting there looking pretty so we could go to break and come back with more Roy Spencer?
Glad to be here, David.
Okay, Tim Stearns, TJ Stearns. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Take a break, come back with the Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, talking about backup batteries so you don't get washed out in the next storm.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. PermaSeal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our PermaSeal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer, but not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permissive.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Here's a 219, okay, it kind of leads into what we were talking about at breakfast, and that Epping blew us off and Kevin blew us off. We moved the breakfast literally next door to the studio.
Right.
Right? Like, they got our building, the fire station, and then the hotel.
Right.
Blew us off.
No, we actually walked the wrong way.
Okay.
We went east. We were supposed to go south.
There's the lake.
I know, but by the time we got
back,
we can't go east.
It's Lake Michigan.
You've seen Kevin East.
Lakeshore Drive. Go east. That's a bad excuse.
Okay.
All right, so let's read the texter from Maryville. Listen to this.
So, Roy, it says, here in Maryville, I was without power for 223.5 hours. There are still people out in Gary.
So if you're in a home, that's crazy. I'm just That's like a crazy laugh. Like, you're out of power for 10 days. That's caveman stuff going on here, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not the 1800s where we came out here with ox-pulled carts, okay? It's 2026,
yeah.
And the Bears think they're moving to Hammond. Checkbox, probably not a good sign for Northwest Indiana. You can't even get the power up and running, and you want to steal our Bears from us. Here, fact check. It ain't happening. Okay, Roy, over to you.
Well, first of all, I think we've all been through power outages, and it's very inconvenient and aggravating and stuff, but yes, it's also very temporary, and sometimes it's a few hours. My God, if it was out for a day, holy cats, you know, and things. So it's really, really difficult to imagine what it's like for these poor people in Indiana who go on weeks now, and some of them still don't have power on after all these storms. So, but let's control what we can control. And so one of the worst things, you know, obviously our business is the flooded basements. And when the power goes off, that's one of the first things you're aware of. And then when the power, you know, comes back on, you got to face cleanup. But even so, imagine weeks, you can't even get power to run your pumps or your fans or anything to dry out. And so, again, my heart just goes out to those people who have gone days and weeks without power. I want to talk today about sump pumps and particularly backup pumps and battery backup pumps and generators and all those things that should come to mind. Because, you know, we may not live in Northwest Indiana where the infrastructure is not what we have. But nevertheless, we're all susceptible. We never know. A tree goes down and power surges and all those things can happen to our home. And so there's things we can do to be prepared. So first of all, I want everybody to understand why we have sump pumps, because we dig holes in the ground for our basements and crawl spaces, and water is attracted to the holes. So you're not going to keep water away from your basement. So, and water gets in the hole, gets down to the bottom of the hole. It can't go any place further, so it'll rise up and come up through around your floor. So that's why we have sump pumps. And they work automatically. When the water gets too high, it'll keep that water level down so it's not pushing up through around the floor. And it allows us to drain the water away from our structure so it doesn't cause problems. So you need to have a sump pump. And sump pumps, for the most part, are electric. And so when the power goes out, your pump's going to go out. And so even if your basement's not finished, you don't want a flood in your basement. And, you know, storage items and things like that. And then you got mold and mildew and all that stuff that goes on. Okay, so lesson one, you don't want a single point of failure. You can't have one sump pump. So if you have a stormwater pump that's pumping water when it rains, it's going to fail. All pumps fail. And so then you want a backup pump. And most backup pumps are battery operated. And so you that way, when your primary pump fails or the power goes out temporarily or something, the other pump will just take its place and keep your basement dry. The problem, and I've been doing this for a long time, and we've been installing backup pumps for the bulk of that time, we recognize right away you can't have a single pump and have confidence in your basement. So we put in backup pumps, but the problem with backup pumps is they're battery operated, and what do we know about batteries, Dave?
And they fail 100%.
and they get old, and they don't last forever. I don't care if cell phone, flashlights, whatever, or batteries need to be replaced. Well, people buy a battery backup pump and they think they're done. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, now I've got a secondary backup. I don't have to worry anymore. They forget there's a battery down there. And that battery, a marine type battery, which is specifically designed for this purpose, you can use any 12 volt battery, you can use your car battery, but it's not designed for that purpose. It's not going to work as well as a marine battery that's designed for backup pumps. So, the battery will last optimally probably around 3 years, a good marine battery. At that point, it starts, like any other battery, degrading. And so, you know, we've had people who have a backup pump and they've never replaced a battery. How old is it? It's 6 years old. Well, it still works because every time I test the test button, I can hear the pump run and the light goes on and blah, blah, blah. Well, that means you have enough power to run the test button. And that means, but that also might mean during a storm when you really need it, and you may not have needed it for 5 or 6 years. You haven't had a power outage very often. But the day you do need it, and then it runs for 10 minutes or a half hour or 2 hours, and then stops. Boom. That means everything worked like it was supposed to, just the battery now got replaced. So it's very important you have a backup pump, that it's maintenance. And by that, I just mean primarily is tested regularly, and that you replace the battery regularly. So then you think, well, I'll get a people think about generators. I say, well, I'll get it, and then I won't need a backup pump. I've got a generator. Well, the generator works great if the power fails, and that's what caused your pump to work. But what if your pump didn't work for another reason? What if the impeller got stuck, or the float didn't work, or the discharge line got clogged? There's all kinds of reasons motor fails, why pumps fail. And power outage is just one of them. So even if you have a natural gas whole house generator, you still need a backup pump. You need a secondary pump in there. Okay, so that when the pump fails mechanically.
Hold that there. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk about that, and talk with Epping as well. But I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Programming note, the email address is homesweethomies1@gmail.com. I didn't like that email and I asked my team to switch it to WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago. But we didn't get that set up, obviously, in time. So we've got our text lines blowing up. It doesn't work. So I just found out it's currently Home Sweet Homies number one, the one, which is number one. Don't type number one. Home Sweet Homies one@gmail.com. And I'm signing in right now, which should take about 2 hours to activate my computer with the technology as advanced as I am. So, Roy, if our listeners want this backup system so they reduce or remove the risk of getting their basement flooded in the event of another power outage, which seems to be happening, it's a new word, kids. It'll be on the ACT that you no longer have to take. You can, especially in the listening area, right, in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana listening area, because we are going to get hit again. It's just inevitable. And when the power goes out, to ensure that your basement doesn't get flooded because your sump pump doesn't have any energy or your battery has died, what should our listeners be doing?
Well, like I say, it's not just power outages. You know, pumps fail every day, and even backup pumps fail every day. So it's important that you check your pump every day, you know, to make sure that they're working, because it might be working like your refrigerator is working today. It should work tomorrow, but one day it's not, and then you have to throw all that stuff out. Okay. Well, it's the same thing with pumps. They can just fail for a variety of reasons, so that's why we have a secondary pump. And then when you introduce that, you get this sense of security. I'm bulletproof. I've got this backup system and stuff. But those fail, too. They fail for the same reasons. There's a mechanical pump in there. We now introduced a battery that can get old and lose power and degrade. That needs to be replaced periodically. And then you have a charger that's supposed to keep it charged. And that may fail and not be charging the battery properly. You can't test it every day. Nobody has time or wants to do that. So we invented the basement defender. It's the only device out there. It's a patented device that will literally exercise your pumps, both your primary and your backup pump, every day at 8 a.m. And if there's any problem with any of the systems, even the charger, the battery, either pump is not working properly or up to snuff, it will send you an alert. And it doesn't send you an alert every day, only if there is a problem. And by testing it every day, the odds of you having a pump failure during a storm are almost nil. We've been doing this now for 8 years. We've got over 10,000 units. We've had nary a single basement flood when it had a basin defender unit in, because the odds are just significantly reduced. So we can't eliminate basement flooding, can't tell you that ever happened, but it, say it gets you closer and closer to 99% secure with the basement defender.
Where should our listeners go, and what number should they call to get more information and schedule a consultant to come out, a member of your tribe, as you like to call them, come out to check out their house?
Yeah, it's a free consultation. We'll inspect your whole sump pit arrangement, your sump pit, the discharge line, make sure everything's copacetic there, make sure you have the right pump and compatible pumps. 800-421-SEAL, 800-421-7325, or permaseal.net.
Mike, you were talking plumber talk here with Roy. You were talking... Yeah. Continue it on, because I thought it was fascinating. I had no idea what you might as well talk in Arabic here, because, you know, what were you guys talking about during the break?
Well, we talked about a number of things. One of them was putting a check valve on a drain line to stop, you know, the, and whether it's sewage or rainwater coming back into your home and flooding it. So that was one thing we talked about. With the battery backups, Roy did a great job of explaining it in detail. And what he said that you don't hear a lot of people say is that battery, 3 years. And he's absolutely right. So if you've had a battery, it doesn't matter who put it in there, whether you put it in yourself or you had a licensed plumbing company, PermaSeal, CenterGuard Plumbing, anyone that put that unit in, 3 years is about the battery life for that battery. So that's something you want to be aware of.
I guarantee you, I will make you a bet that more than 85% of our listeners right now, after that it was installed, God no, have no idea the date
just
it was installed.
Take it for granted.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. They have no idea the date. I can't believe I've been living in my house for 5 years. Okay, let me just put it to you like that. I'm like, what? Okay, so...
I can't believe Elise is living there with you.
With me. Right. For 25 years. Right. Forget it. I took the over on that. I took the under, actually, and I lost, but I won, if you know what I mean. Follow that one. Yes. But most of our listeners have no idea. Correct. I am telling you, 85 is probably low, okay? And the next flood that comes through, and we are going to, I don't know what the hell's going on, but we are in a pattern here of just getting whacked. I can't wait for the winter. We have, if this continues the winter, we're going to have snow coming out of up to our eyeballs. And then that snow is going to melt, and it's going to, if you don't have the backup, boom, you're going to be a problem. And that's how I got a hold of Roy. I mean, that's how we met. It was after the Super Bowl. It was during the New England, I think, against the Cardinals, okay? And we were getting, it was a middle of a snowstorm, and I called up, we were on the other station. I said, hey, get Roy on, because all of the snow is going to melt, and it's going to come into everybody's basement, and we don't have a backup. You know, I need a PermaSeal on. I've got to talk about this, and that was Roy's first show, was after that at another station. But it's important, and you're 100% right. It's going to come in. That water's got to go someplace, and if these poor people in Indiana, thank God we didn't have another soaker, you know, like we did that took them out 10 days ago, but if we did, not only would you have everything going bad in your refrigerator and freezer and all of that stuff, and your kids crawling the walls because, God forbid, they get a coloring book out. You know, it's got to be plugged in. You got to turn your car on to power all your electronics and charge everything. Your basement's going to have to get torn out, and most insurance won't cover that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, as Roy pointed out, is an unfinished basement. People think, well, I don't have to worry about it. My basement's not finished. That's not true.
Right.
You know, a water heater, if it gets water in the water heater, it has to be replaced. Now, some people will tell you that they'll dry it out and they can get it lit and all of that, but your manufacturer warranty on the water heater is gone instantly. Your furnace, it's the same thing. And we had, I'm sure Roy can tell you the same thing. I mean, we had customers that had 6-7 feet of water in their basement.
Jeez.
And they're calling us to replace their sump pump. They still don't have power. There's nothing we can do.
Right.
So we turn them over to a restoration company to have somebody come out and literally pump it out. But they need a new water heater. They need a new furnace. They need a new sump pump.
You know what else they need? At least 10 grand to pay that restoration company.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's going to start.
Yep.
Okay, that's it's 10 G's for the truck to show up and start bringing in all the equipment. And again, most of our listeners do not have the coverage
right
for the restoration, the drying out, then forget about that. Then you got to replace.
Yep.
Okay, and if you've got your stuff on pallets, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But if half our listeners don't, there goes the carpet, there goes the padding, there goes 2-3 feet of your drywall because you got to get behind the walls. There goes everything. You know, all your electronics, forget about it. I got a text message. We're going to come back because we kind of, you know, shifted a little bit here. 312. Recently had Center Guard Plumbing come out for a leak. We opened the wall and ceiling and found, I thought it would be a leak in a pipe, but the Center Guard plumber identified the problem as failed caulk around the tub, an easy fix. They also replaced the cartridges in all the faucets. The plumber suggested that since these older non-stock items, it would be less expensive for me if I purchased the parts and he would come out and install them. All of the Center Guard staff, from scheduling to the plumbers, were great. I see why this is the only company David trusts to touch his pipes. Thanks, John and Schomburg.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that very much, and your business.
So there you go. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more Center Guard, because you want to plug your water heaters. That I have two now in a warehouse with Hochberg on it, so stay away from my 75-gallon. I know you're jealous, Tim.
It's nice to have Roy talk because he's very calming, and then you should do decaf at breakfast.
Okay. I told Roy this walking over. I control the mics, so we got another 2 hours and 15 minutes. You could sit there, and you could talk, and nobody will hear you. Kind of like being at home with your wife. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More with Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, after these messages.
Let's review.
I have an outdoor grill with a direct tap. So he's like, turn the valve off, step away from the machine. We don't want to fire an explosion.
And the nice thing is we fixed it. We brought some hydrogen peroxide. Yeah. We even cleaned the blood off of the brick.
Wow. I had 7 Band-Aids on that Saturday. Still did the show.
Wow, that's impressive.
Bob Surratt would have been laid up.
I'm shocked he didn't end up in the neighbor's yard, you know, 2 blocks away because he blew himself up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I still get compliments from my gas hose. It's very long and it's positioned perfectly. I just want to throw that out there. Thank you, Center Guard, for laying the hose in my house. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So you had talked during the opening of the show that the 75-gallon tanks are going away, and mine are 5 years old now. I still cannot believe I moved in 2021. It's crazy.
It flies.
Time flies, and I'm just like, hello. I'm, you know, my daughters take after my wife. You know, they take hot showers. Basically, it's a third-degree burn, right? You know, they blister, and then when the skin starts to roll up, they get out. Okay, it's I get water alerts from the village of Northbrook. Your water usage is going. I'm in and out. I'm like an Indy pit car pit stop. Right, boom. Hair, underarms down below. Boom. Shower. Sour brush spots. My teeth. Right. If I got a shave, boom, I'm 3 minutes tops. And look how good I look, Tim. I know that's what you're thinking. It's amazing. 90 seconds.
Handsome.
Yes, 180 seconds it is. So the water heater special.
Yeah, it's big. The 75-gallon, you know, most people are not aware. So I just, every opportunity I get, I want to let you know, if you have one, that this is the time to do preventative maintenance if it's over 7 years old. Don't get caught a year from now when that 8-year-old tank or 9-year-old tank fails and you've got nothing to replace it with except going the more expensive route of putting 2 water heaters in to make up for that, or putting a tankless in, or even 2 tanklesses, depending on the size of your home and how much water that you actually use. People, jacuzzi tubs, large soaking tubs, or like David's family, you just use an absolute ton of hot water. Get ahead of it now. And for $1,995 for a 75-gallon atmospheric vent with a standard install, we're going to take away that old water heater, too. That's part of that price. So now's the time. You've got till the end of October, and what'll end up happening is the supply houses will buy a bunch of them. The plumbing companies will buy a bunch of them and have them there. But guess what? They're going to get a lot more expensive. As they go away, those prices are going to skyrocket. So, you know, now's the time if you have a 75-gallon.
Do you offer financing opportunities for our listeners who are in need of a water heater but are tight on funds because of the economy?
Yeah, actually, as of last month is the first time we have offered financing. So that is readily available for you if you need it.
And you would come at, so you said preventive maintenance. What type of preventive maintenance are you talking about? I guarantee you most people that are listening right now, most of our listeners, do not know, like we already mentioned, how old their backup battery is and have never done, have done zero maintenance on their water heaters. On their furnaces, maybe, outside shot that they might have replaced an air filter in the past 36 months. So, again, most likely not, because people don't think about that. Our listeners don't think about that. What type of maintenance, and are you, you had once offered a service for $99 for a flush?
Yeah, and we still offer that. So if you want to get the water heater flushed, if the tank's already 10 years old, it's not going to do you a lot of good. I would just put that money into a new unit. Normally, life expectancy on a water heater is 7 to 12 years. Now, there's people out there that might have one that's 20 years old. That's extremely rare. But the warranty on them are generally 6 years, and once you get into the 75,000 BTUs for a 75, they tend not to last as long as the smaller water heaters.
That's, yeah. So why are they going to smaller? What's the logic behind
energy savings? So they've got to meet quotas just like for, you know, gas efficiency for vehicles. And the only way the manufacturers of the water heaters can get to the numbers that they want them at is to eliminate that 75,000 BTU, 75-gallon water heater. So goes away.
Okay, so I'm just going to use some crazy logic here, right? You have a 75-gallon water heater that's going to be obsolete. So you now have to replace a 175. It's math. Okay, yep. Pretty good numbers. You're going to replace one 75-gallon water heater with two 40-gallon water heaters. So instead of powering up and heating up a 75-gallon water heater, you're now going to be powering up two 40-gallon water heaters. So could somebody tell me how this math makes sense?
I can't tell you. Because if you take two 40s, they're each 40,000 BTUs. Now you have 80,000 BTUs. But you've got more insulation in the smaller tanks than you do in the 75. So what they're basically saying is when that tank is idling pilot or you're just using a little bit of water at a time, you're using more energy, more gas to get that to heat up, and it's less efficient. Even though the BTUs, I agree with you completely. I think they should keep them around. I was talking to everybody in the break that in 2029, it used to be 2028, they actually moved it back to 2029. They were going to get rid of, they're getting rid of in 29, all atmospheric vent water heaters. So if you've got metal venting on your water heater, those are going to be gone in 3 years.
And what are we going to do then to?
You got to go to heat pumps or tankless water heaters.
How long do on-demand water heaters work from the 630?
How long do they work?
Yes, that's the exact phrase.
Yeah, the unit that we put in is made by State, and they have a 15-year warranty on the heat exchanger and the main parts. Tanklesses, if they're maintained, and that's the beauty of them. I've never pushed tankless until this spring because now I believe that the technology is there. They actually have filtering units on them where in the past, your tankless, the last 20 years, needed to be limed, de-limed, and de-scaled annually. Mm-hmm. Well, you've already pointed it out with air filters. People don't do that.
Right.
So what ends up happening is their tankless fails because it's completely limed and scaled up, and it overheats, and it, you know, starts leaking. And now you're looking at another $4,000 or $5,000 to replace a tankless. So the unit now that we provide, that we sell, the State unit, does not need to be de-limed or de-scaled ever.
Okay.
Whether it's hard water or not. Not another manufacturer can say that.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
I got to clear something up here because now I'm being 630. You want to read that about the Cardinals not being in the New England? New England has never played the Cardinals.
That's, I read that.
Yeah, in a Super Bowl. Well, excuse me. Okay. February 1st, 19.3 inches of snow we got. The New England Patriots played the Seattle Seahawks in Phoenix at the Cardinal Stadium. So I apologize for being a little off. Okay, it was in Glendale, so I get a half a point. And we got 19.3 inches of snow. And I had the first lunch with Roy shortly thereafter with his beautiful bride, Laura Ann Spencer. Okay, so let's keep it in check here.
But may I read the other one where they say, we are concerned about David's health. Please ask him to breathe deeply and keep the oxygen ready until EMS shows up.
Yeah, Manish Tanaha Laila Hazza. 312-981-7200. I'll explain that later. 312-981-7200. Why should this day night be different than any other night? It's what we say at Juice at Passover. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So Mark Milstein, about a month ago, right after you came on,
yes,
and talked about the backup battery system, we got a storm that blew through the area. Roy's phones blew up. He stopped advertising. Everybody in radio advertising in Chicago had to go get a second job because he cut back all his advertising. And I saw something on the ComEd Facebook page or Instagram. Over 400,000 borrowers were out of power. And they were given an update. Hey, here's where we're at.
Correct.
ComEd is being proactive. Hey, sorry, the power's out. We just got hit with this huge, just predominantly on the southwest side of Cook County. They got all that, and I'm thought about these folks would have listened to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You would have had a backup battery on your home, and you'd be able to power through this until ComEd came through a lot quicker, by the way, than our fine folks in Northwest Indiana. Bears are going where they don't have power for 10 days, sure. Epping was asking, what do you do? So wanted to explain, what do you do for everybody, all the listeners that weren't on last time, and how you could help them?
Okay, what I am is considered as an energy broker, where I deal in alternative suppliers for gas, electric, solar without solar panels. And now we brought on complete home battery backup systems where we can power your home. I can't guarantee how long, but I would say fully charged batteries could last up to 12, 24 to 48 hours, depending on how many batteries you get on your home. And, of course, it depends on how much you
are
using. So, my suggestion is power down your house as much as possible to save and reserve the power in the batteries. What everybody's been talking about, Roy and Mike, and the backup systems, the backup pumps, absolutely. But what we do is that we bring you the extra power so that if there is a long-term power outage or your battery backup system, your 12-volt battery only has 3 hours of life left in it because you haven't checked it, our system would take over automatically for you. The other benefit that we have is that our batteries come with a portal, so that if you do have a gas power generator, and a lot of my clients do have gas power generators, you can plug it into our batteries. So on a long-term power outage, 3, 4, or 5 days, you can manually recharge our batteries with the gas power generator that will continue the flow of power for your entire house, not just for your sump pumps or a freezer or refrigerator.
And it's not just for residential. You also help our listeners on the commercial side if their name is on the electric bill.
If their name is on the electric bill, we're doing small warehouses at the present time to help them also, because you have a business that's operating. If they can continue with their power, that would be something that they're looking for.
Also, light office, like a guy that might own a property in Arlington Heights, right on. What road is it?
It would be Northwest Highway,
yeah.
David.
Northwest Highway, single building, single owner, or it doesn't have to be the owner occupied, but it would have to be the owner on the electric bill. We could try to outfit him.
Check.
Yeah, we checked all the boxes.
So I made a recommendation when the Bears build in Arlington Heights, because they're not going to Indiana, please stop with the Michigus. I said he's so close that he should rent out his
parking lot
for tailgating.
Correct.
And let's just say the power goes out, and here in Chicago, in Arlington Heights, which is Chicago for all practical purposes, ComEd's going to have a warehouse-sized backup plant so they could play football. And then when Tim rents out his parking lot for the tailgate, boom, plugs in, tailgaters are ready to go. You got the food truck there, parking, dancing guys, dancing girls, because you are into dancing guys.
Yeah.
And then you just have the party, and then they can walk across the street to the stadium. Boom. You're welcome. Thank you.
Now my wife knows my secrets.
Yes. Okay. Back to Mark.
And if the power goes out, he could have TVs operating off the power battery.
You guys are so good to me.
They don't even have to leave your parking lot.
That's right.
Okay. So let's go back to this power opportunity to reduce, not only to, so the 300,000 or 400,000 listeners out there.
That lost power.
That lost power. There is a great chance if you're serviced by ComEd.
Correct.
That you would qualify for a no-cost backup battery system against their house.
Correct. You need 8,000 kilowatts a year, as we mentioned earlier. Right. You need a 600 credit score.
600 credit score. Okay.
And then we go out to make sure that there's enough room on the outside of your house to mount the batteries.
Okay. So all you have to do, it's very simple. You send your bill to, because I wanted to start branding this email address, homesweethomies1@gmail.com. All you have to do is send your electric bill, your ComEd bill. That's the important. ComEd bill to homesweethomies1@gmail.com. I will forward it to Mark, and Mark will take care of it. That is for both business and commercial.
Correct.
And you will see through a quick analysis if they qualify to get these complimentary backup systems, battery systems on their home.
Absolutely. Okay. And I do want to mention that we're in Texas also, and we did have a listener from Texas contact me, and we are moving forward with that Texas customer.
Now, you would never think that Texas would go down. Remember a couple of years ago,
they had the ice storm?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, and they didn't have the backup system to burn the ice off the power lines, and the entire system went down. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Genius move.
And we should also mention that along with the batteries, we will guarantee you a 25% reduction in the supply side of your electric bill, guaranteed for 2 years, and after the 2 years, we will guarantee to meet or beat the lowest price advertised electric price out there.
So there is no cost to our listeners if they email their electric bill to homesweethomies1@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. Again, I want to brand that email address because that's where I want everybody to start sending in their questions to the experts for next week, and if we select them, you'll get a complimentary T-shirt that I haven't made yet. But you will get the complimentary T-shirt. So our phone number for listeners want to reach out to
847-302-8310.
Is this the company that's a competitor of Base Power?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so everybody is seeing Base Power pop up on their feeds, on their internet, on their Instagram and Facebook and all your social media feeds. This is the same company, and this is a local representative for the competing company. Just wanted to throw that out there. Phone number one more time, Mark.
847-302-8310.
Tim, we're going to take a quick break here. Can you hold it?
I can. I do have a question for you.
Okay. Good. We're going to take a break.
Right. All right. Yeah, we're on the same page.
312. I do what I'm told. Hold the question.
30 years of marriage, I do what I'm told.
Okay, I just want you to hold that question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
You're assuming I don't have delicate silk things that I wear.
You have holes in your underwear.
That's disgusting.
Here's the deal about men's underpants. Okay. You don't need to understand. I started seeing things disappear, so I started doing my own laundry. I'm like, what's up?
She's throwing your underwear with holes away because it's embarrassing. Like when you bend over.
Don't do that.
I don't bend.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mark got 7 phone calls during the last break. So jeez. I think our listeners are interested in these backup systems and learn more about them. Phone number one more time, Mark.
847-302-8310.
Karen Gray's Lake, how are you? Thanks for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you so much for your show is so informative and so funny. I really appreciate it. But I, too, am calling really as a third-time user of MegaPros, singing their praises, because it has always been my experience that you pay a little more, but you get a lot more because they're prompt, they keep their word, they work with your budget, they clean up. Their workmanship is top-notch. They're just nice, friendly, honest, hardworking people. But my question is, I'm trying to help my daughter. This is my gift to her for her first baby to do her nursery. And it's a small room, and she had wanted wainscoting on the bottom. Well, it was way out of our budget. And, you know, we worked and worked, and MegaPro said, no, you know, if you want that, that's going to cost this and whatever. So anyways, we worked very hard to get it within my budget. So we went with a simple chair rail. My question is, can you put a piece of white paneling under that chair rail? Does that involve also removing the baseboard to put this on one wall? Is that a possibility later, or would that be very expensive? I already have the contract with they're starting on September 3rd with MegaPros, and even my daughter, who's never used a company, said, "Mom, they were so nice and so good." And so, you know, what should I advise, please?
All right, here's the advice. You got a pen and a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right, write this number down. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Ready?
847-658-8989.
Did you get that?
Yeah, MegaPro's number.
Right. Yeah, call Jeremy. He's out with his kids today. A lot of activities with the 12 kids that he has. He's very energetic.
Viral. Yeah. Very virile.
Very virile. Don't know what that means, but yes. And that's a financial planner talk. All right. This is a home show, not a finance show. I would give Jeremy a call and ask them exactly what you want. And as you know, they will know exactly how to price it out and answer your question as to costs and expectations. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not in the show. He's not on today. We've got Tim Stearns as our co-host.
I love Tim too. He's my guy.
Okay.
I talked to you on Tuesday, Karen.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did a Zoom,
and I gave your name to somebody else.
Well, thank you.
All right, we're gonna. Well,
okay. Thanks so much.
No problem. No problem.
The best.
Yep.
Tim Stearns, you're the best, too.
Well, thanks, Karen.
And you, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. She gets a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. All right. Since, you know, she said some nice things about everybody here. Let's go to Frank in Mundelein. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding. How can we help you?
Got a little shout-out to that center guard guy you got there. I don't remember what his name is, but I had them out three weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Kevin. That wasn't the guy that was on the radio.
That was me. How are you doing, Frank?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So I was replacing my water heater, my sump pump, and a battery backup. And I had a company that's well-known, signs all over. I had them come out. They gave me a price, and I told the guy, I don't want to buy a car. It was ridiculous. So I'm talking with my brother that afternoon. I was to the point I wasn't going to do it. And he said, call Center Guard. That's who did mine. I said, well, you're in Tinley Park. He goes, no, they're up by you somewhere. So I called them. They gave me a price on the phone, said, you know, unless we get into something crazy, we're going to be able to do it for that. Well, they came out. They were $2,000 less than the other company. And they did a wonderful job. They also told me about putting my water heater up on these concrete blocks. And they charged me extra and did that. So we got a storm 3 days after that. And my wife calls me anal. I'm sorry. I went down in the basement. The water's pouring in. The pump's going off. And I said, I got to know. So I unplugged my sump pump and to see what this battery backup would do. I can't tell you how pleased I am, how much water that thing moved. I let it, for like 5 minutes, I watched this thing. Then I plugged it back in, and as I'm in the basement, my wife comes home, and she yells down and said, will you quit looking at that water heater and that sump pump? You're anal. What's wrong with you? But I got to tell you, I'm so happy with your guys' work, what you did, the products you gave me, and the money you saved me. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that, Frank, very much. Appreciate your business.
All right, Frank, hang on for you. Thanks for calling the show. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning choice of your cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Julie in Highland Park, you had a question for Mark.
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. So we talked to the other, my husband talked to the other company that you said is doing all these Instagram blasts.
Yeah.
And they said that our house isn't qualified because we have more than one circuit breaker box. Is that the case across the board?
Mark?
No. If you have a single meter, that's all I'm concerned about. If you have one single meter on the outside of your house, that's all I'm concerned about.
How many meters do you have on your house in Highland Park, Julie?
A single meter.
All right. Well, I guess Mark's going to call you after the show. How's that?
Well, okay, we could start. We could start the process, and there's no obligation to you. You'll do what needs to be done on the application, and then somebody will come walk the property and talk to you about it.
Do you live east or west of the Edens? East or west?
West
of the Edens by Fuddruckers, where a Fuddruckers used to be by the CVS.
And no, I'm further north. I'm closer to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so you're back in one of those gigantic houses behind Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a nice house.
Okay, it's a modest house. I was waiting for not as big as yours. All right, hang on, Julie. Mark will give you a call after the show, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Probably if Julie is interested, probably all of her neighbors. No, there are nice houses back there. They're about 4,000 to 5,000 square foot houses back there.
Basically, she probably has 400 amps coming into the house. So they got 200 amps on each panel.
Those are very nice houses back there. And the Dunkin' Donuts there, delicious.
I visit it all the time.
Right, it's fantastic. You know what I'm talking about, right? You get the double stuffed chocolate eclair in there.
I do.
Yeah, it's called the TJ Stern Special.
Yes.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Street North Chicago and 720 WGN. John in Bucktown's got a hot water heater question for Mr. Epping. We've got text messages for Roy. We've got we're off to a running start here. 312-981-7200. MegaPro call, text, and photo line. This is Home Street Number Chicago at 720 WGN. John from Bucktown, and more of your texts and phone calls after these messages.
Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have next weekend show, Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard team. If you have questions for either one of those experts, email them to homesweethomies1@gmail.com. If we read your email on the air, we will give you an exclusive Home Sweet Homies t-shirts that haven't been printed yet. That's how cool they are. We're still fine tuning, trying to get Tim Stern's big head in there, right? So that's why we have to redesign it about 16 times already. So yeah, Home Sweet Homies number1@gmail.com. If you've got a question for Mark Olson of Redo Cabinets or Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, John of Bucktown, you've got a hot water heater question for Mike Epping.
Yes, I do. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning.
I got a question regarding the 75-gallon tank. I have a couple of them, and one particular one is 7 years old. The problem is it's in a very dedicated spot in a six-flat. And what is the warranty on the 75-gallon tank?
6 years.
Okay, let me ask you a hypothetical question. 7 years from now, it starts leaking like they all do after the warranty, and I can't get another one, and I don't have room to replace it with two. What happens then?
Sell the building. I'm sorry, Mike Epping.
I'm going to call you again.
Yeah, no, I'm basically allowing you a 7 to 10, 12-year window of keeping that 75-gallon if you replace it. Because once they're gone, you're going to be in the situation where you're going to be going a 6-flat. To go to tankless units, you know, you're going to need multiple, and it's going to cost you, obviously, a fortune compared to, you know, replacing it now. Could it last another year or two? Absolutely. I can't predict that. I'm just making people aware that they're going away, and if you want to keep those, you know, keep a 75-gallon unit in your building or your home, now's the time to do that.
Right, but in the time period that I mentioned, though, that could create quite a problem for me, because I'll never go to I'll never go to tankless for 6 units. That would be ridiculous in cost. But
how about this, John? How about this? In all seriousness, you buy one, right? You own the, I assume that you're the landlord and the owner of the 6 unit building.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Is there a storage unit down there in your 6 unit building that you could lock and nobody could get to except you?
Where I can hide the other tank you want me to buy, the backup tank?
I'm just throwing it out there, okay? I mean, you buy. I'm not getting any commission. I should. I'm not getting any rip on any of these water tanks. But I'm just saying, if you're that concerned, right? You could get double the time and solve your problem. You know, you put it down there with all the Playboys from the 80s. You know what I'm talking about. So, you know,
they're in the moving boxes, and nobody ever goes with
them. I know. That's why they're behind the steel door. I'm not judging. I totally appreciate and respect that. They're memorabilia, and you're saving it for collectibles. I get it. Totally get it. It's like going to the old barber shops, right, on top of the coat rack.
Yeah, for the vintage articles. What are you talking about?
Right.
You don't name it. You've got an interview.
100%. 100%. And we just do it for the hairstyles. So John, do you have room in the back of your storage to store that extra 70-gallon unit to solve your challenge?
Seriously, I can, yes.
Okay, there you go.
There you just go.
Okay, you're welcome.
Men of the people.
You guys are the best problem solvers. Thank you very much.
All right. What rate do you have on your mortgage?
I don't have one.
Oh, there's another problem.
Shocker.
Yeah, you should get a mortgage, but you buy like 15 of them and then sell them off. Mark?
I just want to mention, I don't know if we mentioned this in the previous discussion, but my batteries cost zero to put them in. That includes the batteries and the installation.
All right, it's got nothing to do with this question, but thank you for letting us know that, because I had a text question about that. You just jumped the shark there. Okay, let's get focused. You got to drop a riddle and mark and focus here. Okay, so let's talk about the hot water tanks. Okay, so here's a question that I could pivot to Mark.
Okay,
how would you like to possibly have a backup battery on your 6 unit building? Right, how about that? That's a good pivot to you, Mark.
Exactly, except that we cannot do 6 unit buildings at the present time, because unless the 6 unit building only has 1 meter and the meter is registered to the owner of the building where his name is on the electric bill, then we can do it. But if he has a 6 unit building and each unit has a separate
meter?
Electric meter, we cannot do it at the present time. Just at the present time.
All right.
Right now, we're just doing single-family homes.
John, how many meters do you have?
8.
All right. Well, you don't qualify at this present time, but you do qualify for 2 75-gallon
water. Absolutely, yes.
All right. And you'll put it away from all of his collectibles in the moving storage.
Yeah, we won't get near those, I promise.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Maybe he could show it to you. Bring back good memories. Hold on, John. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, takes and photo line. Marty in Glenview, how are you?
David, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm outstanding. How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to see, you know, I've been in Glenview for 40 years now, and I'm getting close to retirement age, and of course my second installment on my property taxes came up.
Yep, due October 1st.
I wanted an appeal last spring,
okay,
which I was expecting to see a reduction based on the math of about $3,000 in my property taxes,
yep,
which I knew was kind of a pipe dream, but hey, I'm going to take it. Well, the new bill came out. Instead of a reduction, my taxes went up $5,000.
Yep.
What is Tony Prickwinkle? Who does she think she is that she can just arbitrarily tell me what my house is worth and that I owe this kind of money? This is getting insane, man. She's pricing people like me out of my own houses.
I've been saying that for the past 20 years on the radio, and they have to do something. Listen, you live in Glenview, okay? You're lucky. You've got commercial entities going on around you like crazy. Hackney's is closing down, so you can't get your onion brick off of Willow anymore, okay, or off a lake anymore.
Right.
You know, you got to go over to Harms. You got to go the old school Harms one. But, Glenview is booming with commercial opportunities out there that thank God that you had that going for you, or else you would have been worse. All I could tell you is that I would go back to the accountant or the attorney, whoever you used to appeal your taxes, or if you did it yourself, it would have been worse if you didn't appeal it, right? It would be higher than it is now. It would have gone up more.
Yeah, that's I use Farliff and Associates, and I've been using them probably for 20 years with great results. And, you know, he gave me that same thing that, hey, if you didn't appeal it, it would have been worse.
That's yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I just can't stomach a tax bill that when I first moved in, that was like $4,000.
Yeah.
That now be $23,000?
Yeah. So here, I will say it again for the 4,000th time. The taxing entities in the state of Illinois are gouging the crap out of people in the state of Illinois. And not only that, businesses. We're going to talk about the tollway authority for in that little bukkake move that they made there, just absolutely drilling everybody that drives on the roads. So until people stand up, Marty, and voice their opinions, nothing's going to happen. Okay, until you vote out all of the people that are currently representing you that vote for higher taxes, nothing's going to change, and you're going to pay more, and more people are going to move to Florida and other states like Wisconsin, Indiana that have lower taxes. It's that simple. I mean, there's no simple answer. Just, you know, thank you, sir. May I have another? That's where we're at, Marty.
And I agree, and I just can't understand how people like Tony Brickwinkle keep getting. She could commit murder, and she's going to get put right back in office.
Well,
people vote like that.
Well, hang on, Marty. There's like 13 or 15 or 17. I don't even know how many county board members we have, which is overstocked, and they're all making way too much money to do what they do. You could consolidate all that down. You need to grow the tax base is what you need to do, and you need to cut. You need to cut the overhead, right? So here's my simple solution. For every tax dollar that you increase it, cut $10, and we'll get to the center a lot quicker. That's what we have to do. All right, I got to hit a break here, buddy. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Marty. You could cancel your therapy session. I just saved you $150. Your shrink's going to be upset, but in that three-minute call, he got his feelings out, expressed himself. I've got tens of thousands of dollars into psychiatrists, so I know what I'm talking about, and he'll feel better. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro call, text, photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGIP.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sum pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some? Some pimp. Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Pit.
Sump pit.
Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Question for Roy, 630 texter. Roy, my mom's sump pump is in the corner of her crawl space, very difficult to reach, and every time the electric goes out, the backup battery control panel will beep until the manual shut off even after the electricity goes on, and I have to go over to her house and crawl around in the crawl space, yuck, to get it to turn off. I'm wondering if there's a way to extend the wiring for the control panel so it could become... So edit that out, Benny, when we go live. If there is a way to extend the wiring for the control panel so it can be closer to the entrance of the crawl space and easy for her to open up the door and hit the button to turn it off. It does have Wi-Fi connection, but you cannot turn off the alarm through the app, which is stupid if you ask me. Is there another Wi-Fi option that does have this type of control in the app? So, guy calling for his mom, tired of schlepping and crawling and schmutz underneath in a crawl space. Go ahead.
Well, that's the whole idea of having a Wi-Fi system, and so that you don't have to crawl into the crawl space and check the pump and... you know, deactivate the alarm or things like that. So I'm looking at the Basement Defender app. We have, of course, it has its own app, and it's Wi-Fi based. And there's a button here to auto test the pump, so you can test it, you know, from upstairs. And you can actually shut off the alarm. There's a button here you can deactivate the alarm. So if it's going off and things, so you
can you modify the existing system, or do they have to replace the existing system to put your system in?
I'm assuming we'll probably have to replace their system with ours. But I'll tell you what, we'll come out and give them a free estimate. And if we can help them, we will. I suspect There's other things that our basement defender system has that hers doesn't, and we'll just tell her what it is and things and give her a choice, and she wants to keep living with the system she has. But basement defender is unique. It's patented. There's no other system that tested every day, so I doubt her system is. It's some kind of high water monitoring system, which is not really helpful when you have a high water alarm that simply tells you, hey, you're about to flood. Your pump's not keeping up with it. You better do something. And you have, probably have 10 minutes, 20 minutes to do something before you flood. So the basement defender system is unique in that it tests it every day automatically, and you can silence the alarm.
Tariq from Tinley Park. I have an ejector pit and a sump pump in my basement. Do both need battery backups? And if the three-year lifespan runs out, does the battery need to be replaced or the whole sump pump replaced?
Oh, just the battery has to be replaced. The pump should last for years, many years. A backup pump very seldom wears out. Yes, both pumps need to have some kind of system on them. You know, the stormwater pump is more important. That's what's really going to cause your basement to flood and get inches or feet of water very quickly. The ejector pump, when that fails, most people don't know that it's failed until they start getting stuff oozing out of the lid and it's not sanitary water and things. So it's good to have an alarm like a basement defender test that as well every day so you know before that even happens.
630 for Epping. Mike, I have used CenterGuard for your water heater deal and recommended you to family members. My niece got one, and my dad had you install a new toilet. We were all pleased with the work and your teams. I'm looking for a Toto bidet toilet installed, which we're buying through Costco. I called and was told CenterGuard will install the toilets, but will be unable to do the bidet waterline hookup portion. Kindly explain the reasons. Thank you, Laura in Lombard.
Yeah, it really depends on the toilet, Laura, and thank you for the compliments and referring us to your other family members. If the bidet is separate from the toilet and is tied in, you're seeing a lot of the aftermarket bidets. We cannot hook those up. It's a code violation. But I think my office or whoever you spoke to, if this is a, you know, an actual Toto and the bidet and the toilet are all one, then we should be able to do that for you. And I apologize. If you want to send, just text us at 847-406-8883, the model number of the Toto toilet bidet that you're going to be buying from Costco. We should be able to give you a price, you know, without even coming out over the phone to install that for you.
312-981-7200. Does Roy recommend mechanical or solid state digital sump pump switches?
We use mechanical switches. They're very compatible with our basement defender thing, and they're very reliable switches. But the others are good switches too for other applications.
Just tuned in. Can I flush the new water heater, or should I shut the valves off to it and drain it? Hot water drainage question. Hot water tank. Just tuned in. Can I flush a new hot water heater, or should I shut the valves off to it and drain it?
Yeah, what you're going to want to do is hook up the garden hose to it, put in your floor drain, and then actually what I recommend is to turn the valve off initially, and that'll take out some of the sediment, but then actually turn that valve on, and the force of the water going into the tank will help blow out the, you know, any debris that you have in the bottom of the water heater.
813, you want to read 813 to Mark on the text line? 813 says...
Oh, sorry, yeah. Mark, 813 says, how does Mr. Mark make money if the batteries are free and he does not charge?
Good question.
I get paid by the company by referring the customers to the company, so the company pays me directly. The company makes money. Basically, they're building a VPP, which is a virtual power plant. So all our batteries are going to be connected together in a home scenario type of thing. So we'll have a million batteries other connected. And during peak times, if ComEd needs, here in Illinois, if ComEd needs power, we will sell the power back to ComEd.
My question before the break a little while ago was, and we had talked about this at breakfast, the person that you put it on their building, they don't own the equipment. If something breaks down, what happens?
Correct. You don't. We are giving you the batteries not as a present. They right. we own the batteries. You're getting the advantage of the battery's usage in a power outage, and of course the cost of reduction in the supply side. Going back to
right, but you guys do the maintenance. But on we it,
since we
was,
own the
right?
batteries, the maintenance is on us.
Great. I figured if you're with Hochberg, nothing's free. So okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'd like to thank Tim for sitting in on the first 2 hours of the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And after the break, Center Guard Plumbing Mailbag. We're going to take a quick break and stay tuned for the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We're going to jump right into the mailbag sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Talked to a veteran this past week. He was in a Chapter 13. He lives in a $600,000 home up north in the northern suburbs. He owed $420 on his mortgage. He had a forbearance during COVID because he worked for the government. And as you know, during COVID, everybody was laid off, and he did a forbearance. So he had $20,000 on the backside of his $420,000 mortgage that we have to take into account. And he had $98,000 that he did in a Chapter 13 that he filed in December 2025. Okay, so far so good. He had like a 4.5-5% loan. The payment on the Chapter 13 was $1,500 a month, which was crushing him financially and his family. He's got a ton of equity there. So we called underwriting. You need to make 12 months of on-time payments on the bankruptcy. And we have to go to the trustee in October because the 12th month will be in December. Get the trustee's permission to roll the remaining balance, which should be around $80-some thousand, in with his new mortgage. We'll take out a new mortgage, $500-ish, against a $600,000 home, satisfy the bankruptcy, get that out of the way, save him probably $500 to $700 a month. So that's what we could do. Plus, he was 50% service-connected disabled, introduced him to Mike Houston because he had questions about his real estate tax deduction. He got $5,000 off his assessed value. So Mike Houston, big shout out to Mike Houston of Lindholm Roofing, who is our veteran helper here on the show to help him out. So just want to put that. Big change is coming to condos. It's already in effect now for most applications dated August 3rd going forward. The limited review on the condos is gone, which means if you put 20% down on a condo, it used to be easier to get approved. That's out the window. You need to condos are going to be looking stronger at condos, closer at condos. So if you're in a condo, it's going to get worse come January 4th, 2027. Instead of 10% set aside for future maintenance, they're going to want 15% of the annualized budget assessments set aside for maintenance. It's going to be a major, major problem. So my recommendation to everybody living in a condo, 15%. Minimum replacement reserve allocations become effective under Fannie Mae's full review requirements. So what does this mean? This means that your condos, if you live in a condo, you better have a meeting and you better get your budgets updated because you're not going to be able to sell that unit. It's going to be a lot tougher to sell it to get financing. Just wanted to throw that out there. Had a little situation yesterday, Tim. Let's say Thursday. Had a little situation Thursday. We got a rush transaction. He's listening right now. His mom referred us to him. They wanted to close in 15 days. Fine, no problem. Got everything ordered. Boom. Sent the information to the condo, right? Boom. We're not getting it back. So I said, do me a favor to my team. Send an email to the realtor, selling realtor, buying realtor, selling attorney, buying realtor, buying attorney. Say, hey, we need this information. We're not getting this information. We don't have it by close of business today. We're not going to close on Monday. Little boot in the pants, right? Did not copy the borrower on it. So the buying attorney calls the buyer and says, hey, I just got this from your lender. We might not close Monday. 35 texts, calls, and emails on Thursday from the buyer. First-time home buyer's mom referred him to us. Freaking out, which didn't have to be freaked out. So I did it to prime the pump, right? So I called the attorney after I got it all figured out and talked both the mother off the ledge and the son off the ledge. I said, hey, Spartacus, in the future, if I need help on a transaction with the buyer and they're not on the initial email, why don't you call the lender to make sure? I go, I did that for a reason, to get everybody activated to help us because we weren't getting any help. So going forward, this is what Team Hochberg is going to do. I just want to, like, encourage everybody, other lenders, when it's a condo, we're going to say request for information, boom. And then when we don't get it in 24 hours, we're going to do second request. And then 24 hours after that, every 24 hours, we're going to send the third request. Because it's not coming back on us with these tightened up condo guidelines. The realtors are going to have to get involved, and the attorneys are going to have to get involved. And the selling realtors are going to have to start doing a little bit more work to make sure that the condos have the necessary budget set up, or else that loan is never going to close unless it's a portfolio loan or a cash transaction. I'm just letting you know. So every single day we're putting out second request, third request, fourth request, fifth request. So when it comes back to us, let me just put it out there. We ain't closing without the financing. Okay? And typically the mortgage guy is the one making the least amount of money on the transaction. So if you want the money to flow, help us prime the pump and get it done. So just be prepared. That's what's coming. We're not playing anymore. And last but not least.
I love when you take charge, David.
You know, who are they going to blame?
They're going to blame you.
They're going to come to me. And last but not least, I just wanted, I heard something extremely ridiculously, outrageously stupid this week. And that's the only proper way.
Was it from me?
No.
Okay.
That was the week before. I didn't talk to you this week, so you're clear. This came from a guy, Treasury of the Secretary, Scott Bessent. Okay. Treasury Secretary Bessent, who I had high hopes for. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a member of the Common Sense Party. Okay? That wasn't your money in the first place because you collected it. The government collected it illegally. Okay? This is the Secretary of the Treasury. He lost. The Supreme Court ruled that the tariffs were illegal. Where are the tariff checks, Tim? You gotten your tariff check?
Not today.
You gotten your Doge check yet, Roy? No. Remember the $2 trillion that these clowns were going to cut? And yes, I said clowns. Okay, $2 trillion at Madison Square Garden a week or two before the election. Remember, hey, you know, Bessent and, Elon Musk and Lutnick up there. Oh, yeah, we're going to cut $2 trillion, right? And we're all going to get checks. Lie. Bessent, what Bessent said on the White House lawn, lie. It was never his money in the first place. And you know who got the money back? All the companies got the money back. You know who didn't get the money back? The American consumer.
Right.
Who are living off of $30,000 to $130,000 worth of credit card debt that I talk to every single week are getting crushed. Okay, Target just got $1 billion back. With a B, right? $1 billion back. Look at their stock. It shot up. How about the people that went to Target and spent the extra money because Target jacked up the prices? See any Target sales recently to get those $1 billion back, Roy? I know you go in there for bonbons and underpants. I run in a lower end there in the men's underpants aisle. It's fine.
That's so Roy.
It is.
So Roy.
Black Hanes, right? Roy and I wear the same style. He's got 28-inch waist, but that's a whole other story. It's a bunch of crap, and they're feeding the American consumers a bunch of crap. Stop lying to what's going on, okay? And I put it out there because I want to educate our listeners as to what's happening. And the reason the mortgage rates are going up is because the bond traders who control the mortgage market are hearing this crap and are not buying it. And they're saying, okay, that's a lie. That's a lie. We're tired of the lies. You want our money to fund your government. You're going to pay higher yields, which is going to run the mortgage rates up. It's really that simple, everybody. Right, Tim? The 10-year bond is at 4.7 something.
Right.
In February, we were at 3.98 something. What's higher, Tim? Is 4.71 greater than 3.95?
I don't have my calculator, but yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. And that means, break it down, the American consumer is paying higher mortgage rates. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, come back with mayoral candidate Willie Wilson after these messages. That was the Center Guard Plumbing Mailbag, sponsored by Center Guard. Thank you for sponsoring that, Michael, by the way. You're very kind. We're going to take a quick break, bring back mayoral candidate Willie Wilson after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We have the Vestathon every single February, and we had a huge donor participant, Dr. Willie Wilson, made a very sizable donation to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation of $10,000. And when his team reached out and said, hey, Dr. Wilson is running for mayor, and he's got some giveaways going today. They did the gas and groceries in the morning, and they've got an ice cream giveaway later today, and asked if they could come on. I'm like, hello, yes, absolutely. Anybody that makes that sizable donation to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, you know, bring Dr. Wilson on. Why are you running for mayor of this? I love this city. I live in Northbrook. I used to live downtown. Mm-hmm. When people say, where are you from? Mm-hmm. I say Chicago, right? As everybody else here says Chicago. And it sickens me to see how much this city has deteriorated in front of our eyes over the past. And I'll go back to Lori Lightfoot, right? You know, yeah. Miss talks a big game and delivered a horrible experience for everybody out there. Miss, I'm going to be transparent and closes everything up. So we're like 7.5 years or 7 years into this Michigas. Why are you running for mayor, and what are you going to do different?
Well, first of all, I'm running for mayor because the city is as I said, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs, prices way up high.
Safety?
Yeah, crime.
Yep.
And you got to bring this business back to Chicago. Right now, Michigan Avenue pretty much carrying the whole city, right?
Yep.
So if you don't really bring business into the city, you're running jobs away, and that's not quite right. The people who's running right now, I don't see they having any business experience. And then the other thing is this year, I have a proven record that we love Chicago. We give away millions and millions of dollars a year just to the community.
Yep.
You ain't got to pay me nothing.
I was there. I was at the church when
That's right.
I was there.
That's
but right. By the way, you're a fantastic singer.
Thank you.
And I sat through that entire service at 45th and State. Or
State, right, 51st and State.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Be a beautiful church.
Yeah.
And everybody lined up at the end and after you got an envelope so they could, you know, feed their families and mm-hmm. function during the week because mm-hmm. they're out of money. You know, they came to church and there was, you know, they're out of money. Without your money that you gave them, they probably went to vape that night.
Well, you know, we do giveaways and pretty much the majority of it, we don't even write off. Gas and groceries and stuff, we don't write that off. We give away $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year. Don't even write it off, you know, because there's a need. But getting back to all this mayoral thing, the people that get in there now, if it's not me, how are they going to turn around a city that don't know nothing about trade?
Business. Yep.
And the other thing is this, too, how can you run a city and you ain't never helped nobody? I help people every day.
100%.
Yeah, and so I don't want anything but just kind of get the city straightened out and deal right. And I think the only way you can get it right, budget and everything, you got to bring back businesses
mm-hmm.
that create jobs. You can't run them out of town. You can't run them to Gary, Indiana,
right?
The other state. And you know, you need a mayor that is more than trying to be a mayor for the Chicago Teacher Union.
Ouch. Spot on.
Amen.
Yeah. Right? Listen, yeah. I've been saying since that our current mayor, who is a complete disaster, my mm-hmm. words, not yours. And, you know, you might agree.
I agree with you.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I've seen what he does. I've seen what he's done. I hear what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I see how he portrays himself as a big shot. And it's an empty suit. I mean, it's a beautiful $2,500 suit. Don't get me wrong. Very nicely done. You know, I really don't care what his haircut costs, all that stuff. But he's a puppet of the Chicago Teachers Union. I mean, he's just a puppet. And you could tell.
Well,
are you going to be a puppet of the Teachers Union?
I'm not a puppet to anybody.
I'm straight.
I'm a free man.
Mm-hmm.
Spend my own money. Work hard for it. Work 13 years without a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
First job with 20 cents per hour. Never been in any trouble. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard to help. So just as we were down south helping our neighbor, so we came to Chicago and we see all these problems here. So I say everybody my neighbor.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what color you are. You by color, white, black, it doesn't make no difference.
Doesn't matter.
No. But we all are citizens, and somebody got to fix it and stop being divisive.
Are you qualified to run a city of 3 or 4 or 5, you know, 5.2 million people, something like that? Are you qualified? Do you have a business background? Lori Lightfoot was an attorney, with a government attorney, right? A DA or something like that. We got a social studies teacher in there right now. What are we doing?
Well, look, my background in business-wise.
Yeah.
I'm a sharecropper.
Okay.
Number one. Today, I have a company that does about $90 to $100 million a year.
Okay.
We're in all the United States. We're in China, Vietnam, Malaysia, Egypt, Israel. And I did myself. I used to own 5 or 6 McDonald's. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, gave me that opportunity.
Great.
You know, and so, look, if you don't know how to run something, you get out of the way. But if you run a $90 million company and you do your own money, you got employees all over those different places, I'm more qualified than anybody there now.
Okay.
And probably I'm more qualified than the average person because, look, you guys, and no disrespect to you, you guys work a job. I don't work a job.
Right.
And don't have to. But you're working a job, you're working hard, you're trying to make a living, you're communicating with people, fine, all right? But people say, are you qualified? When I look at people, if they can't qualify how to take care of themselves or pay rent, but I'm qualified to take care of myself and thousands and thousands of other people in the state of Chicago, but not only in Chicago, L.A., New York, Louisiana, Florida, all those places I donate to and help.
All right, we got to hit a break because, you know, we got to pay some bills as a business owner. You know, that's important. Or else line 12 is going to light up, Willie, and then I'm not going to be here next Saturday. But today you're going to be – you already had a full day. You're going to be at the Chocolate Shop Ice Cream Parlor, 5337 West Devon in Chicago at 2 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ron Mondell, the owner of the legendary shop, will provide free scoop of ice cream to those who come to meet Dr. Wilson. You're going to be there.
We're going to be there, and we headed after the show here. We're going to head right there.
All right, and thank you. Good luck. And if our listeners want more information about your campaign, where do they go?
Invite me back.
Invite you back. I'll invite you back. Done. Great, Matt. Thank you again for the very generous donation.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best of luck in your campaign. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I know three of the mayoral candidates personally, Dr. Wilson, Maria Pappas, and Mike Quigley, and they are all uniquely qualified, better than this mess that we have in the mayor's office right now. So I got personal relationships with all three and wish them all the best of luck. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. They have auto rates as low as 4.49% if you qualify in home equity line of credit. Rates as low as prime minus a half a point for those who qualify, with a start rate of prime minus 2 for those who qualify. Those who qualify on the HELOCs means 731 credit scores or higher. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I've got questions here. On an average, how many gallons does a Whirlpool take to fill?
Man, that varies. It could be 30. It could be 60. I've even seen some that are probably over 100. So that's a tough question to answer, but they require a lot of water. If you're going to be using other fixtures after filling a tub or someone wants to take a shower in a different bathroom, obviously you're not going to have enough hot water.
Roy, how long will a battery on a sump pump run? If the power is out for over 24 hours, would it continue to run, or do you need to have a spare battery on hand to switch out?
Yes, most batteries will run, protect you, typically 12 to 24 hours if it's a fully charged battery, but at some point it's going to wear out. It depends on how often it's running and things like that. But, yeah, it's good to have an extra battery.
Tim?
Yep. They're asking, why are they doing away with the 75-gallon, and is this only in Chicago or other states?
No, actually it's nationwide, and they're doing it to meet energy efficiency what's set up by the government, and they can't do that with the 75-gallon.
Mark, two questions here. How about battery backup in Wisconsin? Is it available up in Wisconsin yet?
Not yet, but it will be coming.
And I have a single-family home that's powered by ComEd and a business that's powered by ComEd that I own. Can I get backup batteries on both of those entities?
It's possible. We need to set up an enrollment form and see if you qualify. But if you qualify, the answer would be yes.
Phone number for our listeners to reach you.
847-302-8310.
That's going to your cell phone because we had a couple of texters. Nobody's answering. Because you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. Okay. So I apologize for not answering the phone at the present time.
Breaking news. Mark is here. That is his cell phone number.
Oh, it's not AI.
No.
My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
312-981-7200. Glenn, question for Mark. Question for Mike.
Yeah. I'm a little confused about the sump pump theory and all that. I have two buildings in Chicago. They're both older, 1920, 1890. I have no sump pumps at all. I have gravity fed sewer system, I guess what it's called, and it doesn't flood. So I'm just wondering, what's the logic of bringing all the water into the house through your aisles around the house and then pumping it back out? Why bring it in the first place?
Roy.
I don't understand.
Why bring the water in the first place, Roy?
Because most of us don't have a gravity feed option. You know, if you live up on a hill and you can drain your drain tile out to gravity, that's great. You don't need a sump pump. If you live in the city and all your plumbing is going into the sanitary system, and even your sump pump, if you have one, is pumping into the sanitary system, you don't need a sump pump for your stormwater either. But for those of us who aren't in one of those two categories and we have to pump the water, you know, out onto the yard, you need a low spot to pump it to. And that's why you need a pump. You don't have gravity at work.
Does that make sense, Glenn?
I guess. Okay. and then one more question, please. The gentleman with the backup battery system, you were just talking to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you just repeat that phone number one more time? It went by rather quickly.
847.
Hang on. You ready, Glenn? Yes, you ready?
I am.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
847-302-8310.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, hey, Glenn, repeat it back because I want to make sure you got it because a lot of people are asking the same thing. You repeat it back to me.
847-603.
No. Are you busting my chops? Hang on. It's 847-302. Right. 8310.
Okay.
That's why I did this. That's why I've been doing this for 20 years. All right. Can you repeat back what I just repeated back to you to make sure that you repeat back the right number?
Wow.
No, my wife's got it in the other room.
All right. Well, then I trust her. All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Clean. You forget about it. 312-981-7200. Glenn. I mean, Tim.
Hi, David.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
I need a new 40. Are you ready?
I've been ready.
All right. I need a new 40-tank water heater. I live in an old vintage condo building in Ravenswood Manor, and I'm on the top floor. My neighbor, who is also on the top floor, went to a tankless water heater. It is not vented. Water heater is completely electric. A new electric system was installed in the utility closet as well as a standalone electric box. What are the pros and cons of doing that? And I'm wondering if Center Guard Plumbing does this type of work, or if they would provide the service of disconnecting gas and removing the tank. I did not get a quote. I did get a quote from an electrician for the new box.
Okay. A lot going on there.
Yeah, dissect that.
You definitely,
10 seconds, go.
It really depends on how much money you want to spend. If you want to get rid of your 40-gallon water heater and put in an electric tankless unit, if you want us to come out and eliminate the gas and the vent on your old unit after they put the electric tankless in, we'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Okay.
You said 10 seconds. 53 years old.
Right. Pow! It's not the first time you've done that. Please explain in simpler terms the change for the condos in their budget. Thank you. Okay. You need to have a set aside for maintenance and upkeep of your property of 10% of the assessments. So if you're collecting $10,000 a month, $1,000 of that has to go into a reserve account on the budget. And you need to have a reserve account. You're going to have to show the reserve account, the balance in your reserve account to make sure it jives. Okay? That is a major change. Now, not only that a major change, you're going to have to go from 10% to 15% on January 4th, and most condos don't have 10%, let alone going to 15%. So you better get your stuff in order, because unless you're selling it to a portfolio lender or you're selling it to somebody with cash, that person buying it is not going to be able to get a loan backed by Fannie or Freddie if you don't have these condo rules in place. and realtors, you're going to have to get involved, because if you think you're going to sell a condo in a building that has no reserves to somebody trying to get a Fannie Freddie loan, you're wasting their time, your time, and everybody in the transaction's time. So all listing agents got to get their head in the game. All buying agents got to get their head in the game. And don't come and drop a piece of crap on your lender's desk and expect us to miraculously change budgets overnight if you're not doing the simple job of scrubbing these condos down ahead of time. Because that's what happens, Tim. They're like, oh, how come we can't get the condo approved? Because they got no budget. Okay, and they're not putting any money away, and they've got no reserves. You're going to buy in that building? I wouldn't tell my buyers to buy in that building. It's a sucker's bet. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
You need a hug.
I need a lot of things. I'm going on a boat ride tonight. Fireworks.
Are you really cool?
Wife's coming down.
Nice.
Staying at the Hyatt.
Look at you.
Nice. Better not say anything more, because I screwed it up like 3 weeks ago when I opened my mouth.
I was there for that.
I know.
Hot coffee?
Yeah.
Cream?
Dave, you don't like any sugar in your coffee, Dave?
Hey, Dave, this is the other Dave.
Yeah, I know. So wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. You only like hot coffee with cream, no sweetener, no sugar, no Splenda, no Equal or anything, no Sweet and Low?
Nope.
You a diabetic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
There goes that joke.
All right, I'm in that club, obviously. Yeah. David called me out earlier.
All right, well, you and Epping.
When I buy some donuts, I feel like I have to go out and buy crack, because my kids have told the local Dunkin' Donuts, because I know them, do not sell them any donuts.
That's good. So you get hooked on crack instead of having a sugar thing. That's good. Your kids love you.
I get it.
Yeah, well, you get it. Epping gets it.
Definitely.
All right, how can we help you, Dave? Welcome to the show.
Well, here's what happened. I was applying for a home equity loan.
Yeah.
And I had a new mortgage company, Rocket Mortgage.
Oh,
they bought out. They bought out the
servicing rights.
Mr.
Cooper.
Mr. Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went with them, and they sent me a letter saying, if you need a HELOC,
yeah,
you know, to let them know. I figured, well, yeah, they hold my mortgage.
They hold a lot of things. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was denied.
You were denied. Why were you denied?
I was denied because they said a home or a credit to something value.
Your debt to income was too high.
Yeah, your debt to income, right.
Okay.
Well, I own properties.
Yeah.
You don't report everything.
I understand.
Know, your accountant says that's why you own properties. The bad thing is, if you try to get a loan, now you're screwed. You know,
well, it depends.
They look at your,
how much do you need?
You look at your
Dave. I'm up against a break, and the show's over in 10 minutes.
$70,000.
Okay.
My property is valued at $500,000.
Right. What do you
owe? And I couldn't get a $70,000 loan.
What do you owe?
A home equity loan.
Listen, what do you owe on your house?
$150,000.
All right. So you owe $150,000. You need $75,000, and your place is worth $5,000.
Right.
Okay. You got bank statements showing money's coming through your bank, your accounts.
Yeah, my rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to help you. And your credit's good?
788.
Okay. So if and when we get this done, you'll come back on and talk about how great we were able to get this loan done?
Absolutely.
All right. And bring me donuts that you can't eat?
Sugarless.
No. I like the sugar. Listen, I'm not a diabetic. That's your problem. So if I get this done, will you schlep it down and bring me donuts? I'm not even going to try to help you.
Absolutely. You got it done.
All right. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I'll follow up after the show. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 7. I don't know where it comes from, Tim. It's just natural.
Yes.
I got to stop watching Don Rickles clips. I just don't understand.
You're a sweetheart.
312-981-7200, said nobody. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN. Last leg of the show coming up next.
Let's review.
My daughters take after my wife. You know, they take hot showers. I get water alert. Your water usage is going.
You're wasting tons of water.
I'm in and out. I'm like an Indy pit car pit stop, right? Hair, underarms, down below.
Rubbing sun is right.
3 minutes. Tops.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know that's what you're thinking. It's amazing. 90 seconds.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thanks for co-hosting the show today, Tim.
It was a blast. Thanks for having me, Dave.
A lot of calls, a lot of texts. Thanks to all the listeners on this beautiful day for listening. Roy, nugget of knowledge on your way out, buddy.
Let's stop basement flooding wherever possible. Get a basement defender. It'll test your pump every day. 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Mark, if our listeners want to reach out to you to see if they qualify for a complimentary battery backup system, what is the best number? While you're still on the air, but you will call everybody back, what's the best number to reach you?
847-302-8310.
847-302-8310. Just send me, go to david@56david.com. Just email me a copy of your ComEd bill. I'll forward it over to Mark and see if you could help our listeners with their electric needs and qualify for a backup battery system.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. Right.
Mike Epping, best plumber that I know. And you've done, like I said, it's like the clip. By the way, Hanson and I did that in one take.
Amazing. I can't wait for the listeners to hear it.
Yeah, John and I recorded a new commercial for Mike on Friday afternoon. I walked in there at literally 4:01, walked out of Ernie's studio at 4:03, and it was just pure magic. I just follow whatever John tells me to do. Our listeners want to reach out to you, Nugget of Knowledge. Fire away, buddy.
Yeah, take advantage of the water heater sales we've got going on. We financing now, and I just want to let you know, any competitor, licensed plumbing company, if you get a bid, I will beat it by 10%. And that includes excavations, which could be thousands of dollars. So take advantage of that. I know you might have a plumber that you've used in the past. Please give us an opportunity. And we will not only take care of you, but we will save you some money in the process.
And are you offering the purging of the tank special, the $99? Is that still $99 or did
it go? I hadn't planned on doing that. You brought it up twice. So we're going to put that back in effect, $99 to flush your water heater.
John Hanson made an appearance in the production booth, everybody. John Hanson is in the house. Coming up, Let's Get Legal, the number one show on WGN after our show ends at 1 o'clock. Tim, thanks for co-hosting. You did a great job.
Thank you, sir. It was great being here.
You want to give, you got 30 seconds, anything? Nothing? Nothing at all? How great John Hanson is?
John Hanson's outstanding, and give us a call at 1-800-640-2256 if I can help you with anything all financial.
You want to plug your next appearance on John Hanson's show, All About Money?
Tuesdays with Tim.
Tuesdays with Tim.
Your money matters.
Your money matters. Yeah, you've got a fixed spot.
Yes.
I get the fill-in call. Hey, how's 6:30? The other seven guests we want, there. Look, he's not happy. Look at him. Look at him. Look, he's not happy.
He's off camera, thank God.
He's back to sign language. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you?
1-800-640-2256.
All right, we got 20 seconds. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, or just want help getting set up to buy a home in the future, help your kids out or your nieces and nephews, grandkids out with their financing on their homes, enhance their credit, give me a call, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Bears!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, Mark Milstein from Peak Utility Brokers, and certified financial planner Tim Stearns. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.